Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
In this week's episode of Ours to Protect, plans to turn a Midlands lake into a tourist amenity, and the students from Colossian Naoimh Cormac in Kilcormac have been studying the nearby Silver River. Fifth year pupils Áine Rigney and Oliver Young have been speaking with Brendan Barrett, who chairs the Silver River Anglers Club, about a report they did on the river and how it could be used for a wide range of activities.
Well, the report gives us, gives us an outline of where the river is at present. Is it a living river? Is it, you know, and to be honest with you, from Ballybay to Kilcormac, it's in good health. From Kilcormac, from the sewage plant down, it's just not as healthy, but there's still fish stocks in the river. It's telling us really what state of health the river's in. And then what Rory is doing, he's putting a go of measures in place where we can improve it as an amenity, as an actual river itself. Well, them measures from Ballybay to Kilcormac is he was looking at putting deflectors in to create pools for the fish to actually lie in, put boulders in, gravels, where the fish can spawn. What he did highlight, just south of Cadamstown, there's a place where we call the dam, and that dam needs to come out because it's holding up all the natural gravels that's coming from the sleeve blooms going down through the. So he highlighted that as a main issue as well. So he's highlighted these things, and on the plus side of it then, he's looking at where we can use it as an amenity for fishing, shooting, or all sports, whether it be canoeing, photography, walking, whatever, you know, that we can improve it as an amenity going forward. Then when he got back down to the sewage plant, he noted it as being a sort of an ecological problem, that there's an overflow going into the river, which shouldn't be happening at this stage of our.
So Brendan, tell us a bit about the angling club.
We're in existence since 2017. We have approximately 25 members, women, men and children. And our objectives really was to promote the club within our community, particularly for young anglers, to protect and enchant the waters in which we fish, and to ensure a duty of care to all our members, and to provide this service in a way that is fair to all.
This report was a huge undertaking. What prompted you to publish this report?
Back in approximately 2 years ago, the KDA, Linda in the KDA, came to the club, and she's informed us that there was funding available from Offaly Leader Project to carry out a feasibility study on the Silver River, so we could look and see where we could improve the amenities. And she asked us, would we come on board? We said yes, no problem, as a club. So there was other parts of the community involved, and we took the lead on it. So we went and we made an application for funding to try and get this work done. And to do this, we had to get tenders to get an ecologist to carry out this report. Three tenders come in, and Rory Dalton, ecologist from Ecology Solutions Limited in Kerry, won the tender. So from that then, we had to come up with 10% of the funding for that. And as a small club, we didn't have much funding. So thankfully, two local past academics, Michael Hanna and Salter Sterling, put that funding up for the club. So we went away, and Rory went away to carry out this feasibility study.
In the report, it mentions many mills, and one existed along the river. What are the mills used for?
Part of the history of that river would suggest there would have been 11 or 12 mills. And when you're going down to Doolin service station, you'll see one of these big mills on your left hand side. That was one of them. So these mills were used for milling flour, feed for stock, and in some cases we didn't have one in our river, but milling for alcohol and things like that.
One of the most interesting parts of the report for a student's perspective is the potential of canoeing. In the school, we usually go in TY and we canoe down a river in Gregnamana. Can you explain how this may be achieved and what it could mean for the local communities of Ballyboy and Kilcormac if it happened?
Well, we looked at the amenities, and obviously our main driver was more access points for fishing and things like that, but obviously a river's for everybody. So when I was of your age and in school, we were lucky. We had a science teacher of the name, Lord of Mercy on him, Paul Curry, and he was very much into canoeing and that, and I would have canoed with him. And there was a club out there on the river at that time. As part of the river walk, when we done it that day, I mentioned that. And this feasibility is trying to bring in everybody, from walkers to fishers to canoers, photographers, just people who has general interest in nature. And it's one of our most natural assets in the town. So we would look at this river as being a major tourist boost to the town.
If the canoeing was to happen, would it interfere with the fish population in the river?
No, it didn't. It didn't before and wouldn't again. Fish are very adaptable and they're able to hide and get out of the way. And someone canoeing will be just gone by as quick as... No, to me, no, it wouldn't interfere.
There was an exciting development in the study there about the Living Willow Bridge. And can you explain that and a timeline of when it might start and finish?
The Willow Bridge is a nice concept. And Rory got a landscape artist to draw a plan of what a living willow bridge would look like on the river. And it was planned to do it upstream near Ballyboy, where the two rivers meet. It's something that we are looking at. We need to find out more about it. And obviously, there's to put that into action would probably, we have to see, do we need planning? We have to get permission from farmers. We just have to see, do an appropriate assessment to see, is it worth doing? If you know where I'm coming from. But definitely it's a lovely concept, and it definitely would bring more walkers up to a very beautiful part of the river from Ballyboy back to Kilcormac.
The report was mainly on, like, you know, like the pollution in the river, and it was stated in it that the waste management system is over capacity. And have you contacted the county council about this?
Yes, we have counted. First of all, there has been reports 2017-2022. Law Pro, which is the local authority water program, has done a report, said it's not fit for purpose. The county council have stated themselves in a report that it needs to be upgraded. Even in Ishke Aaron's report, the latest one I've seen at 2022, it's non-compliant with water standards. We did get Rory, our ecologist, to write to Ishke Aaron about this. He noticed algae and that downstream from it, which would suggest that there is pollution ongoing. Our plan there as a community, more so driven by club and everyone else, is that we'd have to make a push on Ishke Aaron. They are the main body now responsible for upgrading these sewerage works. And what they have said is that they have a feasibility study themselves ongoing at present. And from 2022 to 2024, that there was no funding available to upgrade our plant. But really, as a community, more so than as a club, we have to push this. And when we done the launch, this scheme, it was very, very well attended with scientists, ecologists, and with local dignitaries, TDs and councillors and all. And they all came to us and they said they would help as much as they can with us trying to get that plant done. So this is where it is at the minute, and we're going to press on with that going forward.
And in this study, there was, like, you're trying to push for young people fishing, and do you think, like, it's you think more people, young people, are going to be in fishing, or is it going downwards?
Well, we have a very healthy club in the town. We hold competitions every 2 weeks. We only had one there yesterday on Palace Lake, very successful. Mainly to drive younger people, or to get younger people into fishing, is to have more fishing access points where they can actually fish. Modern agriculture doesn't allow, it does, but it doesn't. We're very, very lucky that we have very, very good farmers in the catchment area. But fencing and that, obviously, to keep livestock away from the river, which is good, actually doesn't give anglers much access to go in and fish. But no, there's a very healthy club, and we have a lot of angling gear. And if anybody in your school or anyone wants to take up fishing or come fishing with us sometime, there's no problem. We're there to promote it.
What would you see as the main positives from their support, and what would it mean for the young people of Kilcormac and the surrounding areas?
The main positives is it gives us a template. You can't go to anybody with your arms swinging without having a report first to show them what you want to do, to show them where the problems are. And obviously, the main pluses from this report is it shows how much of an amenity this river can be. It's probably our most, you know, the best asset we have in actually the town. Everything else has been man-made, GA fields, whatever else. But this river will be there. It was there thousands of years before us. It'll be there thousands of years after us. A lot of people, even in this fine weather, they love to go to the river. They love to walk up and down along it. We've lovely picnic areas between Kilcormac Bridge and the Dump Road Bridge, as we call it. And look, as a positive, I could see more people. If the water quality improves, the fishing will improve. If we, as Rory has put in his report, there's deflectors we can put in on the river that can create sort of sharps and pools for fish to lie in and all that. That would help your canoeing that you're interested in on you. Walks, if we can do them loop walks, and if the Willow Bridge came to fruition, it would be great for so people can walk the Ballyboy. There's lovely nature, really good farming practices. So it really would be a good catch to hold people within the town if they wanted to stay for a few days.
So, for more information on climate change, you can listen to Hours to Protect on Midlands 103, the next episode being on Thursday the 24th at 20 past 11, and indeed look up midlands103.com. Hours to Protect is brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman, with the television licence fee.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman, with the television licence fee.